This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. It turns out a baby aspirin a day appears to prevent strokes in women, but not necessarily heart attacks. Scientists presented that evidence today at a meeting in Orlando. It's also being published online by the New England Journal of Medicine. As NPR's Richard Knox reports, the implications vary for women of different ages.
Millions of Americans already take a baby aspirin every day to stave off a heart attack or stroke. There's proof it works for people who've already survived one of these episodes, and guidelines urge daily aspirin for men and women at high risk of a first heart attack. But in fact, there's been very little evidence on this question when it comes to women. That's why specialists are paying attention to a study of 40,000 female health professionals. The study randomly assigned women to take low-dose aspirin or a placebo pill. Dr. Charles Hennekins of Florida Atlantic University is a study author.
It's the largest study in women, and they were followed for 10 years. And it's really the first demonstration that aspirin can reduce the risk of a first stroke.
And Julie Buring, another study author from Harvard, says the new data are especially important for women who have a higher risk of stroke.
What we found is that women who took low-dose aspirin had a reduction in risk of not only total stroke, but the most common kind of stroke that was due to blood clots.
There was a 24% reduction in these kinds of strokes among aspirin users. But when it comes to heart attack, the new study has an important surprise. Baby aspirin prevented a first heart attack, or myocardial infarction, as scientists call it, only among women over 65.
For over the age of 65, we have a clear benefit on myocardial infarction and a clear benefit of stroke. Under the age of 65, we have a benefit of stroke, no benefit on myocardial infarction, and we have a risk associated with bleeding.
Women who used aspirin had a 40% higher chance of being hospitalized for serious gastrointestinal bleeding. Because of that risk, there are differences of opinion about how many younger women should take aspirin to prevent a stroke. Charles Hennekins points out that a sizable fraction of adults have something called metabolic syndrome, a pre-diabetic state that raises the risk of heart attack or stroke.
And the 10-year risk of patients who qualify for that diagnosis are 16 to 18%. So that means that all of them would be candidates for aspirin based on current guidelines.
But Buring says relatively few women under 65 have a high enough stroke risk to justify regular aspirin.
There will be few women under the age of 65 for whom there's going to be a favorable risk-to-benefit ratio for aspirin. Doesn't mean there aren't some, but I think it'll be more the exception than the rule.
One thing the specialists agree on, no woman should start taking daily aspirin on her own. She should work out her individual risk with her doctor. Richard Knox, NPR News.